I remember his first visit to the shop. You couldn't fail to notice him, even in a city like London, in which millions are bent on attracting attention. He was quietly remarkable, foreign, expensive somehow, still, even when he moved, his volume turned down permanently. His melancholy muzzle was equine and aristocratic, and his tailored worsteds so ripely English that at first I thought he could only be Prussian. A lot of redundant Deutsche princes dabble in antiques and art in these reaches of Knightsbridge and Chelsea. They often punch above their meagre monetary weight when it comes to tailoring, these fawnlesses and fawnlats. He possessed billions, more money than anyone can surely spend, let alone need, in a lifetime. He dressed the part too, but you had to look closely to notice it. His money did not shout. It whispered in the rustle of whitest Egyptian cotton, finest cashmere, and in the ticking of the most precise platinum watch mechanisms ever made. And although I spent half my life staring out of the shop window, trying to guess the birthplace of each occasional passerby, Russia did not even cross my mind. Narrow and chiseled like a tall crystal vase, with blue eyes set a touch too near his long straight nose, his face made him look taller than he was, and like a creature from another era.